International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful, from magnificent, from, well, what other word can I use? Awesome, Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful and excited that you have joined me today from all over the world. And guess what? If you are listening to this recording, as I say every Sunday, it is no accident. As a matter of fact, you know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the answers, you know, that you desire for your life, so that you can live a full, a purposeful, and abundant and prosperous life. Well, happy August, and can you believe, my goodness, that it is already August? Where has the year gone? It is August the 3rd, and I am so excited that you joined me. I just finished having a good cup of coffee. I love a good cup of coffee occasionally from Starbucks, and I'm excited about the show today. I have back with me Peter Adams, and we're going to be answering your questions from all over the world. And you know, Peter Adams is the guru. He doesn't like to be called that, but I'm going to call him that. Well, he's really a serial entrepreneur and very philanthropic, he and his wife Robin, and he's going to be answering the questions around how to manifest, around how do you ask, how do you believe, and how do you receive. So we're going to be taking your questions from all over the world. Well, I've had a great week here in Atlanta, and I can tell in the mornings that fall is just slowly, you know, creeping in on us, and I just love it. I want to remind you about going to my website. You know, my website crashed, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, but it is back up and running, and I have some great things for you. First of all, I just love looking at my website. It's so beautiful, and I owe all of that to my assistant, Sabrina. And of course, you know, if you're interested in my coaching, you can take a look at that. Would love to do that. You've heard people from all over the world who I coach. Secondly, I have two ebooks. One is Secrets of Success, and that's my 25 years worth of experience in working with people clinically, in counseling, coaching, and training people. And I compiled a very in-depth workbook that will take you from where you are to where you desire to be. And then secondly, my new book, Manifesting and Attracting Love. Wow, if any of you are interested in doing that, you heard my show last week with my client who was sharing how she had 3 coaching sessions with me, and guess what? She has attracted her soulmate, the love of her life, she's married, she has a child, etc. So you can purchase this book, Manifesting and Attracting Genuine Love, and you can download it to your Kindle. You could download it, you know, as an ebook. You know, we have it in all of the different formats. And then I have my affirmation CDs. I have Success Affirmation, and I'm so big on that. You heard Peter Adams talking about how every day he affirms and he declares what he wants in his life. And so I have the Prosperity CD, I have the Self-Love CD, I have the Attracting Love Affirmation CD, which is really a companion, you know, of my book Attracting Genuine Love. And then I have the I Am, and I have Affirmation CD. You know, whatever you say I am, then you get more of that. that. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember that I have made all of these tools available and I have designed them just with you in mind. Isn't that awesome? Well, you know, I'm trying to think of the one tip that I'm going to give you for today. When I don't teach, I normally give you one tip, and I have about four or five running around in my mind. But I think the one I'm going to share is begin telling and thinking a different story about your life. And what do I mean by that? If you're thinking and talking about what is, you're going to get more of that. If you're thinking, feeling, and talking about what was or your past, you're going to create and get more of that. So if you want something different, you need to begin to think, feel, and declare what you desire right in the midst of many times very difficult circumstances. And so what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you need to begin telling a different story. I think I am amazed at how people are still talking about their current circumstances, or they're still talking about what has happened to them rather than what they desire. So this week, I want you to make a conscious and deliberate choice that you're going to only think, talk about, and feel what you desire. You're going to begin telling a different story about your life. Aren't you ready for that? Well, let's go to a quick commercial break. And after this quick commercial, I'm going to be right back with Peter Adams.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those wonderful commercials, and so excited about the show again tonight. And I guess you say, Constance, you're always excited, and guess what? You are exactly right. I have back with me my dear friend, Peter Adams, and you know, Peter was on the show, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, and he shared about ask, believe, receive, and the response was phenomenal. And so I said, Pete, you have to come back and answer some awesome questions from my listeners all over the world. And as you know, Pete is the author of Visualization. He's a serial entrepreneur, and he and his wife Robin, they're very thrilling, philanthropic. They just really want to help people go to the next level in their lives. And I always tell Pete, you know, Robin is behind the scenes, but she really makes you look great. So, Peter Adams, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thanks so much, Constance. Yeah, you're right. Robin is, I couldn't do what I do without her. She doesn't get on the show too much, but, I give her credit where credit's due, for sure.
No doubt. You guys have been married 20...
Well, I think we're talking about 28
28. Okay, think as a man, Pete, as a man, you're supposed to know that off the top of your head, but I forgive you.
No, I'm getting to an advanced age, I guess, you know? I just got to remember the ones that ended with a zero.
Well, you know, Pete, I asked you if you would come on the show because we received such an awesome response from your Ask, Believe, and Receive, and you've had so much experience in business and in life. And what I love about it is you're not only an author, but these are principles, even though you're very successful now, that you are still using every single day in your life.
Absolutely, Cosmos. It's the whole thing is, you don't get to some point and stop growing because, you know, the universe is not like, you know, tranquility, I would call it. So it's like you're either going to be growing or you're going to be shrinking. And if you keep, I like to say on the positive mode, you can just keep growing and evolving and just having more and more great things in my life.
Right. So here we go. I have questions that I'm going to ask you from people all over the world. So here we go, Pete. The first one is, how do I start my life over after 60? I'm a single woman and I've cared for myself. She must be divorced or something like that. I worked on the same job for 25 years and I was dismissed or downsized. I never saw it coming and I feel overwhelmed, disappointed, and sad. What are some things that I can begin to do to really create my life? I'm 60 years old. This is from a listener in the UK.
Well, the first thing I would do is change the energy around what happened. I remember when I was downsized, and I felt like a victim. I recommend that, you know, stop telling yourself and believing that this happened for you and not to you. Now you have an opportunity to possibly start a business you may have been dreaming of for the last 10 years, or maybe this is an opportunity for you to work abroad. As now you are free of this former job which may have been holding you back. Change the energy from victim to opportunity is going to make you feel a lot more empowered. It has happened, and now it's water on the bridge. So it's time to decide what it is that you really want to do and don't get caught up in the negative self-talk. And I've got an excellent example of that, Constance. I met a lady back in Florida, and she really, really, really hated her job, but she had been in a position where she was a school teacher, and it was just like, you know, really close to retirement, and she didn't want to mess anything up. And well, what happened was she started working with the law of attraction. And this is a perfect example, because sometimes you get what you ask for, but it doesn't look like the way you thought it would happen. And what ended up happening was this lady ends up getting forced into early retirement. And she was all upset about it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You've been spending 6 months telling me that's what you wanted. And when it showed up, she didn't realize. And then all of a sudden, the light went off in her head. And she's just like, you're right. I should be out. I think the difference was like $20 a week in her paycheck. So it was nothing. And what she realized that she got out of a victim grief mentality. She realized it really did happen for her. And for a technique with visualization, I'd probably recommend using affirmations. Mm-hmm. And this affirmation came right out of Louise Hay's remarkable book, You Can Heal Your Life. And the affirmation is, I am totally open and receptive to a wonderful new position, one that uses all my talents and abilities and allows me to express creatively in ways that are fulfilling to me. I work with and for people whom I love and who love and respect me in a wonderful location and earning good money. So it's just like, you know, start working. It happened for you. Now you just need to figure out, you know, how to take advantage of it and run with it.
Wow. So age doesn't matter. She said, I'm 60. You know, there's such a negative vibration around boomers.
Oh, exactly. I'm 60. Well, you know what? My friend Tom Noel is 87 years old, and he runs across the country raising money for charity. I mean, So, you know, if somebody 60 said to Tom they were too old, he'd probably use some kind of Marine Corps attack on him or something like that. So, you know, I mean, it's all in your head. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, 60 is the new 40 or something like that. Well, I wouldn't be saying.
So true. So get out of that victim mentality. Okay, Pete, another question is, I am a male who lives in Nigeria, Africa. Every day I see is poverty and lack, and I live in an undeveloped country. How can I begin to create wealth in my life when all I see is lack? And this is from Dayo in Nigeria. And, you know, it is difficult, Pete, when all you see is poverty and lack and not enough. So what would you say to this listener?
You're so right, Causes. And, if you look at where these questions are coming from, you really do have an international audience. Mm-hmm. But, what I would say to Dayo is, if all you can see is lack and poverty in your present surroundings, then you need to get out of there. it's very hard to create wealth when no one around has any money. And, you can't, we like to sell people that don't have anything, and, nothing pretty much. I would say that the quickest way maybe to get out of it would probably go with an international cruise line or something like that. I've seen some of those stories on television where some people came from real challenging places and, started a new life abroad, which is fantastic. And, and the other thing I would say, just because everyone else like around you in your village hasn't quite figured out how to, basically get wealthy, it doesn't mean that, he needs to buy into it. I would say to, I'd say to Dio, I'd just say, set the example and then show others a path to prosperity. Your village needs a role model, show them that it's possible. And the fact that you desire wealth, that spirit telling you that you can have more and to not buy into the temporary illusion of lack, which you see right now. And I would have Dio go right to goal setting and set the attention to, set goals and timelines to change, his living circumstances. Because, no one's trapped. A lot of people, they put themselves in their own little prison because they tell themselves they can't get out or whatever. And all you need to do is just decide that, they are going to change and, the universe will show up and help you out.
So true. I mean, they may want to apply for a visa to come to another country for education, but there's always a way. And I love it, Pete, when you said, if he's thinking abundant and desiring that, that's God that put that on the inside of him. And if God is putting that on the inside of him, there's a way out.
Absolutely. He wouldn't have that feeling if it wasn't spirit saying, hey, you don't need to settle for this. You deserve better and you need to go for it.
So true. I mean, I love it. I love it. Okay, Pete, I got a good one for you now. I'm an African-American female, and I live in Washington, D.C. I have a strong desire to be married, but I feel like all of the good men are either married or in a relationship. I feel like there's a shortage of eligible African-American men who can really deal with an educated and powerful woman. What are some steps that I can begin to take to attract my soulmate? This is from Jennifer in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well,
Pete, before we get started, I'm an African-American woman, that, but I hear that all of the time, so I'm interested to hear your response to this.
Okay, it's like, I'm not an African-American guy, so I'm going to do my best with this one, but simply put, she needs to change her belief system, Jennifer, if you're listening, because what you're basically telling the universe is, that you believe that all the good men are already gone and there's no one left that would be a good match for you. If that is what you are putting out there to the universe, there's no way you're going to see anything but that. So it's like, if you believe they're all gone, guess what? They're all gone because you're already putting it out there. It's like, why even bother looking? Here's something too. It's like, everyone here has heard about opposites attract. Well, that might work in relationships, but it doesn't work with the universe. Simply put, you get what you believe, nothing less and nothing more. If you want more than what you've got, you're going to have to change your beliefs, which will change your vibration. And you need to be, then you get into alignment and hopefully manifest your soulmate. Remember that you will see it when you believe it, not the other way around.
That's so good. And as the African-American female, I'm just going to say this to all of my sisters out there all over the globe. I made a decision that I would not limit my thinking to just African-American because I want to attract the ideal partner. And his color really doesn't matter to me. It's his spirit and his consciousness that's important. But that's my belief, Pete.
So, I did. Well, Constance, I totally agree with that. I mean, it's like we're all one. I mean, it's just, you're just coming in different shades. Well, it's just like, why would you exclude, 85% of the rest of the world's population or something like that? I mean, you're really putting an unnecessary filter out there. I think, I would just put it out there to be just, get into the, the feeling that, the ideal mate is out there and he's on his way to me and just, and just get in that vibration rather than, everyone's taken and all the good guys are gone, kind of thing. Because that, like I said before, what I'm hearing in that question is she believes they're all gone. And if they're all gone, they're all gone. I mean, that's just how it is. But Lord can show up if they're gone.
And so really, once again, Pete, you're talking about how, our beliefs determine what we experience in our lives.
Absolutely. Because your thoughts, your really strong thoughts are based around beliefs that you have. You may not even know you have them. I can hear people, they'll say things, and I'm just like, that is so untrue. How could you even possibly believe it? But they have set this belief system that, you know, somebody, like, I can't be successful because I live in Kentucky or, you know, Appalachia. Well, why? It's like, why don't you leave if that's what you believe? If you want to be successful, go be successful, but don't, you know, give me some stupid excuse why you can't do it.
So true, so true. And, you know, along those same lines, I have another question about relationships, and it says, I am visualizing having my longtime boyfriend back, and I just heard that he is getting married soon. What technique should I use? Please help. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I've heard this more than once. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know this is not the answer that she wants to hear, so I apologize ahead of time. But everyone on our planet has free will, and free will cannot be controlled by anyone but that individual. And we have no right to try to control other souls, and they have no right to try to control us. In short, the universe is not going to let it happen anyways. I would suggest that she mentally wish him the best of happiness, and if it's truly meant to be, then they'll be together again. And quite, you know, in the real world, it's very possible that he had to get out of her life for the right person to show up, but because she doesn't see the right person yet, she just doesn't get it. So you can't. This law of attraction works for you, but doesn't you? You can't use this stuff like voodoo on other people. It just doesn't work that way.
Right. And, you know, if someone leaves your life, I believe that if someone leaves your life, that just creates the void for something higher or greater or more magnificent to show up. But you have to believe that.
Exactly. It's really hard. People have a hard time believing it happened for, I've been married, coming up for 28 years, and I cannot tell you how many people I know that are divorced. And, not divorced once, divorced like 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, sometimes people keep making the same mistakes, and they don't learn from this. It's all like, I've met some people that I swear they married the same person 4 times in a row, and they just had different names. So right. It's just kind of like the same person, that same model is not working out in your life. You need to figure it out. But the other thing is, a lot of times it's like you get divorced because some people think they rush too quick into marriage, and then they realize, they wake up one day and they're like, wow, I'm with the wrong person. Or somebody else wakes up and says, I'm with the wrong person. So there's a lot of tears and sadness, but it goes away when the right person shows up, and then, the rest of your life returns to, paradise.
So true. And so, Pete, just like our listener in Washington, D.C., do you think this is a lack and a shortage mentality when people feel like they have to just sort of settle for any relationship? What's your thinking on that?
On the one hand, with this one trying to get her ex-boyfriend back, she's convinced that that's the only person in the world for her. Well, if that was true, they'd be together. So, right now it's true. So, I'd hate to see her, basically sit on the bench, wait 5 more years before she figures out he's not coming back, It's just you need to get all your life and go find that new person. Because there's no shortage of people out there that are great.
So true. Is it 6 or 7 billion on the planet? I can't remember. Okay, Pete, the next one is, what is the most important step that I can take to begin manifestation in my life? I looked at The Secret. I read The Secret. I listened to YouTube videos. I'm going to conferences, but I still have not manifested my dreams. And this is from Janice, a listener in Canada.
Wow, Constance, this is such a common question I get, and the whole thing is, there's a lot of people have watched, I don't know how many copies of that book, the CD, the movie they sold, but it was unbelievable, mm-hmm. And I did all my stuff, 12 Crazy Girls, all that stuff, before I ever saw The Secret. And when I saw The Secret, for the first time, I'm like, wow, this is great. And because it's like, yeah, I read hundreds of books, and it was just like, it was a perfect, like, introductory course, like I say, like a 101 into the law of attraction. And I own it. I watch it on my laptop. And the biggest thing is, watching the movie and listening to a podcast is not a substitute for taking the actions and doing the work. And I know most people don't understand that. And that is why most people are not having any real success working the law of attraction. The best analogy I can give you would be imagine a secret the same way you would a book on how to play basketball. Mm-hmm. If you read a book about how to play basketball, when you got done with the book, you wouldn't think for a second that you were ready to go play in the NBA. You know, if you want success with the law of attraction, you need to commit to practicing the techniques that I share with everyone in my book, Visual Festation, and also the Self-Study Guide. Because everyone is, for the most part, you know, I won't say everyone, but the large majority of people who have watched The Secret think you can just sit down, put an intention out there, and boom, it shows up. Well, it could happen, but, you know, that hasn't happened for most people that I know. And, you know, I've manifested miracles in my life using the techniques that I use. And I've been doing this stuff for, I don't know, 12, 14 years, and I do it every single day. So it's, you know, if you want a quick fix, I don't have an answer for it.
You know, that's so true. You know, just thinking back in my own life personally, Pete, those areas where manifestation wasn't showing up, I wasn't showing up, and I wasn't spending the time to really take action in those areas. And when I did, I had manifestation.
Exactly. And people need to see that. And some of the stuff that I've seen happen, and this is fantastic, because it seems like some of the people that are really new to it and remember the listener we had yet from London who sent an email, and her life was really, really, you know, wasn't really pretty. It was pretty
ugly. I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she bought the ebook, Visual Festation, back on a show a couple of years ago. Within 3 weeks, she had manifested a completely new life, and it was unbelievable. So, the stuff works, you know, and it works. It doesn't just work for me. And that's what something I want to get clear to everyone. Everyone can do, if you're here on this planet, you can do this if you believe it. That's just how it is.
So true. That's nothing but the truth. Okay, Pete, we're doing good. Another question from Myrtle in Texas. Constance, I listened to your podcast on taking inventory, and I did that in July, Pete, and it was a podcast where I said, okay, it's July. You know, what did you do with your intentions that you set in January? And she said, and I'm feeling frustrated because I really set some powerful intentions at the beginning of 2014, and now it is July, and I have not accomplished them. I hear you talk about how powerful setting intentions are. So what is the proper way to set and keep your intentions? How can I begin to really, you know, manifest my intentions, and it's July?
Wow. I wish I caught that show. I have an easier time answering the question, but let me do my best here. And I would say that to Myrtle, that setting intentions is not the same as having written goals, and for me, taking the actions necessary to meet the universe halfway. Because, you know, to me, having intentions is not the same as having a burning desire. And right now, you're focusing on the fact that it's not showing up yet, and you're losing faith in it manifesting. And I would say to Myrtle, it's like you need to start over, get clear about why it is that you want whatever you say that it is. And you also need to build a passion for it coming into your life now, and also be able to manifest and get in the feeling of how it will feel when it does manifest in your life. Because, to me, it's like the word intention. It's weak. It's kind of like, well, someday. I mean, how many times have you heard, well, someday I'm going to do whatever. Well, someday never comes. I mean, that's just how it is.
And so, Pete, are you saying that an intention has to include a burning desire and action?
And also
a picture of, I already have this now.
Exactly. You need to believe it's on its way to you. I mean, that's the whole key. It's like, I'm not sure if the word, to me, the word intention is like not the same as like sitting down and, you know, really getting clear about your goals.
Okay.
And using there's like seconds like visualization, affirmations, you know, acting as if, and all of those things that we do with the visual festation. It seems like Myrtle got started, and that was pretty much it. I think she got started and then probably didn't do the work, and then 7 months later, it's like, how come it hasn't showed up? I don't know if that's what happened.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's what I'm guessing. You know what I mean?
And so, Pete, now you're still utilizing these same principles in your life. So you have your goals written down. Do you look at your goals every day or every week? What does that look like in your own life?
I look at my goals every single morning. Constant.
Okay, wait a minute, Pete. Every single morning?
The only morning I will not wake up and look at my goals is if I went to the other side, because that's how it is. It's like I get results because I do the work, because I do the work, I get the results, and the more results I get that are favorable, the more powerful I become, and to the point where you become unstoppable. Because if there's nothing you can't manifest, what else do you want? The universe is your gene. You can do it.
You know that, and you encouraged me, Pete, last year, and I'm like, okay, this man looks at his goals every single day, because I would look at mine once a week, and I started just looking at my goals, and it really inspired me. It kept me on track. You know, it really helped me to measure, okay, if I was playing games, how much attention and focus I was giving to this desire. And so I think that's a great tip, not only for Myrtle in Texas, but for everybody else listening.
Right, and the biggest thing too is just like when I look at my goals, and I do every single morning, my hour power, it's just the beginning. It's not like, okay, I've read my stuff and then that's it. Because what I'll do is I'll read my goals, and I'll do that just before I go do my visualization exercises, and then it's just like I'm seeing my goals already manifest in my life and how good it feels. And I'm like, I'm just soaking it up. It's like, I couldn't imagine not doing my hour of power in the morning, because I roll out of my hour of power and I just feel so darn good. It's like, it's like you start your day off. Every day is a happy day. It's just, I guess I have to say I'm addicted to it, Constance.
Yeah, and I love it that you said you can't even imagine. And I, Pete, one of the main reasons that I wanted you to come back was because he's not only an author, and, he could just be sitting back, chilling, relaxing, doing nothing, but he is still implementing these principles in his life on a daily basis. Very powerful.
Well, thank you, Constance. And that's what, to everyone who's listening, if you're serious about, changing your life, if you don't live in the life of your dreams right now, well, it's up to you. This is the biggest thing. I know we say this every show, causes, but no one can do it for you. You are the only person who can do this. Your parents can have great intentions for you, or hope the best for you, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to use the law of attraction and it works, believe me, it works, because I can prove it. And do the work, you're going to get what you say you want. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, there's nothing worse than people starting off, and then they're like, oh, it's not, I didn't manifest my cool event in 3.5 days. I'm like, mm-hmm. Give me a break. I mean, that's just stupid, But I hear that stuff, I'm not, it sounds like I'm just trying to be funny, but I hear things like this. I see emails like that, and I'm like, you don't get it,
Yeah, I get that. Wow. Okay, next, Pete. Okay, it is hard, Constance. It's hard for me to visualize in the area of wealth and money when I don't have any money and when there's a lot of lack in my life. What are some things that I can do to keep my mind focused on the feeling of having money now when I actually don't have any?
Oh, this is a great one, because this is something that comes up all the time, and I think it probably comes up quite a bit, because that was a good piece of it on the in that movie, The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, for this list, I said, the challenge you're facing right here is you're trying to get in the feeling of having money, but you should be focused on the feeling of how good it feels to do the things that you can do once you have the money and it arrives. And you don't need to wait for it to happen. You know, you can begin experiencing those feelings now. It's a lot easier to imagine yourself on like a wonderful vacation with your family mm-hmm. and how good it feels than trying to, you know, conjure up a feeling of money. I mean, it's like, what can the money do for you? Because it's not about the money. You know, it's not, you know, the money is not, it's, the money shows up and it, you know, it's not any better. It's like, it's what you can do with the money. It's not the money. You know, so it's just like, you know, why do you want to have a yacht? Well, why would you want to have a yacht? Well, I don't know. That's what rich people have. Well, you know, I should have one. You know, that's not, you know, that's not a big war for you. You can't generate any kind of fuel to that. You don't even know why you want a yacht. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's an example that, you know, people have, you know, about having money. It's just like, they, you know, they think their life is going to be something like on TV, you know, some kind of reality show. We got all this money. But, you know, that's just not how it works. You know, it hasn't been, that's not how it's been for me. For me, manifesting wonderful things and money in my life came about by focusing on how good it felt to, you know, help local charities. And the money, this reminds me, this is exactly what I did, Constance. When I very first started working with Law of Attraction, I was, you know, it's like, you know, money was one of the challenges I had. I remember, I got downsized. And what I did was, I imagined myself going through the mailbox at the end of the driveway and opening it and not seeing any bills in it whatsoever, and only just some junk mail. And then I would just feel so good, and I would just throw all the junk mail, see myself, this would be what I was visualizing. I'd see myself taking all the junk mail and throw it in the trash and be so happy to not have any bills. When I started doing that, classes, it was the opposite. It's like there wasn't room for junk mail in the mailbox because it was full of bills. You know, there were days I wouldn't even go to the mailbox because I'm like, it's like you know, opening it up and there's a dragon inside. I mean, that's how the feeling was. So I started doing it, and then it wasn't too long later that all that changed and I didn't have any bills. It was fantastic.
You know, that's awesome. You know, one thing that I did was I saw myself, we're talking about, you know, how would it feel if you had money in your life and what would it look like? And one thing that I decided that I was going to do was to help dig wells in Africa or pay for some wells so that people can have clean drinking water. So in my mind, I would visualize, you know, children being able to drink clean water and seeing that in my mind. And, you know, just the feeling of that and just that ideal scene of, wow, this is what my life will look and feel like once money manifests in my life. And so, Pete, you're so right. It is a lot easier to really just not think on money, but to feel and see yourself living that life, and what would that look like, and what would you be doing?
Constance, that was perfect. That was beautiful, because it's like having the money gives you the ability to help other people, and when you help other people, you get like a buzz. And that's, yeah. You know, when I get from, you know, being a philanthropist, it's like, you know, it's like you almost want to just give it all away. Oh, you can't, you know, it's just a blast. And that's the thing, it's like, I've never consciously or, you know, subconsciously been able to get, you know, what does money feel like? Well, I can pick up a bunch of cash, but I don't get any kind of feeling from it. But like you said, when you focus on, you know, putting those wells in for the kids, and now they can drink safe water, and not, you know, and their lives are changed dramatically. I mean, that you're changing the world.
Yeah,
I mean, that's huge.
And people can do this. This is so awesome, Pete. If you're just joining, I'm speaking with Peter Adams, and we're talking about ask, believe, and receive. And we are answering your questions today from all over the world. And speaking of all over the world, we have a question from Jonathan in Australia. And you're a serial entrepreneur, so I'm going to really be excited to hear what you're going to say about this, Pete. It says, what are some things that I can do to come up with a great business idea that serves others, which is just what we finished talking about, while bringing wealth into my own life? How do you get divine business ideas?
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you get some toughies, Carson. I mean, but what's really fortunate about this one is I've actually had this experience. What I would recommend to Jonathan is I would suggest, you know, meditating on the question of what should I be doing. When the answer comes back to you and it's not what you expected, or it is what you did expect, then you need to take immediate, deliberate action. And let me explain what I actually, this happened to me. I want to say like the year 2000. Mm-hmm. I was in a job I hated, and I was just like, you know, you spend all your time, you know, going to college and all that stuff, and then it's just like you get into a job. It's just like, why I did all that for this? I'm not happy, but I wasn't sure what to do. So I just put it out there to the universe, and what happened to me was, I was on the beach. It wasn't the first day I worked on it. I think it was the second day I was asking that question to God. And I had like this movie that like played in my head, constantly, and it showed me being active as a real estate broker and doing a lot with charity. I could see like pictures of, you know, thank you letters on the wall with his office and all this stuff. And I'm like, I came on it. I'm just like, what was that? But it was so real. It was unreal. It was like I turned on a TV set and I'm watching my life. And then I just said, you know, I'm like, wow, I should be doing that. But what happened was I put it on hold. Because a friend of mine was moving out of Massachusetts and we started an investment company. And what happened was 2 years later, he moved back and we dissolved the company. And then I remembered the movie. And then I got into selling real estate, and that's how, you know, a lot of those 12 crazy goals just popped off the grid. It was when I started doing what was told me by source, it was a piece of cake. All the doors opened. It was when you get that kind of inspiration, you need to don't question it, just run with it, because that's what you should be doing, whether it looks like you should be or not. That's
so
my
Pete,
advice.
So, Pete, were you involved in real estate before? Had you been thinking about real estate, or you felt like God just dropped this down in your subconscious or in your spirit?
Well, I've already been a real estate salesperson, mm-hmm. but I was always realizing myself just being an investor, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know, to me it was just like, yeah, I didn't, you know, I wasn't really into sales or whatever, but the whole thing was what made me a really good sales person as a broker was because I had all the experience of, you know, buying a bunch of houses, and you know, it helped me steer clients. You know, it's a lot easier for a client to work with somebody who's on a, you know, a number of different properties than to work with an agent who is just out of school and that lives at home. Doesn't know if you've never even owned a house. So, you know, you really can't take advice from people who don't really have an experience. That's how I feel.
Right. And, you know, Pete, I would definitely want to ask you this question. I don't know where this question is from, but, you know, I love it that every day you have daily rituals. So this question is, what are some daily things that I can do to create success? I've read many books. We heard that before. But I feel like I need specific rituals or methods or techniques that can help me stay consistent and focused. So do you feel that people need specific rituals or techniques, and what can they do every day to bring about success?
is this a real question, Constance, so just make this one up?
This is a real question.
Okay, well, I'm like, this is like, you know, Mr. Dedication here. I think the answer to this one's real straightforward, and that's she needs to get the visual presentation self study guide. It'll walk you through what you need to do, and you need to show up and do the work every day. And you're gonna get what you're looking for. I mean, this is a big thing. A lot of people are missing is everyone keeps. I hear this all the time, and I'm sure you do too, Carson. People just keep reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. And that's great. It's all these concepts, but reading the book is not taking the action that you need to do to get what it is that you say you want. You're reading the topic at say 30,000 feet, and you need to be on the ground doing it. And that's the difference Yeah, that's probably the biggest difference between my book and other people's books. You know, I develop these techniques, and then I use them every single day. One more time every single day, and that's the difference between getting it and not getting it.
So true, and I'm looking at your book right now, and Pete, I also look at your book every day, and I love the pictures, I love the workbook. It's easy. It gives you a step-by-step guide of what you should be doing. And once again, I'm just going to encourage all of you to go to his website and get that book. Invest in yourself and begin, doing what he said. And Pete, we can change our lives in 30 days, right? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days.
Yeah, the whole thing is, the sooner you start, the sooner it's going to show up. And that's the biggest thing. It's like, what I don't want to have is, I really don't want people to go out and buy the self-study guide or buy the book and then do nothing with it or, read through it. It's like, it's not how it is. It's like, if you think just reading this stuff is going to change your life, well, in my opinion, you're wrong. It's not going to happen. You got to do the work, and you got to work in your faith, and the faith is the big thing, because there's going to be times when it looks like challenges are showing up. It looks like none of it's working, and this is how it showed up. This is how it's manifested me. It looks like none of it's working, and then poof, then you look back and you realize that it was working all the time and working perfectly. It just didn't look like that on the surface. So that's the biggest thing. It's just like, have faith that it's working, and it's working out perfectly for you. I mean, that's just, that's one of the things that I think most people will start doubting their faith. When it seems like it's not working, just keep affirming that it's working and stay with it. Because it's almost like, cutting through, cutting through the ice. If you're buried under the ice, it's like all of a sudden you just pop through the ice and you can breathe, and you're in a new day, and your whole life is better.
That's so true. It's kind of like somebody who, let's just say, a singer, and all of a sudden it appears that the person is just famous overnight, and then you hear behind the scenes, I've been working on this for 15 years.
I love it. Overnight success usually takes about 20 years, so staying up late and working hard. And that's what I would be. It's like, no one saw all the time, like, say, the singer, worked on it, sang these places, maybe no one clapped. But, he or she never gave up because they believed in themselves, and they're going to make their dream come true, irregardless of what somebody else thought. And that's the biggest thing. It's just like, don't listen to other people. If they're not living the life of their dreams, you should not be taking their advice, because I don't know what they're talking about, period.
And Pete, something else is, a lot of times, if you see somebody successful, you better know behind the scenes they've been doing something, and possibly for years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back when I started, before I started doing, the visual fixation, those exercises, when we first started working on the building the real estate investor company, I would get up at 4 in the morning and I would work on the computer till 6 a.m. I would go to the gym and then I'd go to either do my hour power or go to my temp job. And then I'd come home after that and I would work from, say, 6 to 10 o'clock, trying to find properties. And then I'd go to bed and get up and do it again. And it's just like, I want to change, and if you want change, you better be ready for some hard work, and you better be dedicated, because for me, in my experience, that's what it took to get me. If you want to get someplace and you're not there yet, get busy.
I love that. Okay, Pete, I don't know. Okay, how long does it take for manifestation to happen?
Well, it did work for that guy with the Corvette in 3 days, so it's not 3 days. 3 days is not the answer. I hate to answer a question with a question, but it really comes down to this. How strong is your faith? We'll not be able to answer that. It's like, how long is it going to take? I don't know. How long have you been working on it? Are you showing up every day? And, you know, and the stronger, the more, you know, the more you work this with the system, with, you know, work my system, you're working with the universe. And, you know, the better you get at doing these techniques and having the feeling of having it now and believing that it's on its way to you, the sooner it's going to show up. And it might be 3 weeks like that lady from London, or it might take 3 years like it did for me on, you know, Flow Crazy Girls. Yeah. But the thing was, it's like, when it didn't show up in a week, I didn't quit. Oh, this stuff doesn't work. Well, you know what? You stay with it, it all shows up. And you're like, yep, told you so.
Yeah, I love that. And this might be our last question, Pete. How do I deal with failure? You know, I want to move forward, but feel like I get stuck whenever I try something new. It seems like nothing is ever happening. You just answered that. You know, and then in the question, it said, Constance, you talked about failing forward. Please explain. So how can people who've tried things, maybe love, maybe a business, maybe, I don't know, maybe changing careers and they fail, what can they do, Pete?
Well, here's the thing, right? I don't want to be too, you know, too tough on Garrett, but it comes down to this. It's like, you got to start using that failure language, because you never fail. You never, ever fail unless you quit, you know? And that's the whole thing. It's like you never fail if you stay on the playing field. If you stay on the field, you can't shut the game down. And, you know, that's what it is. It's like, and the other thing I like to say too is, you know, it's something. He's like, well, I tried this and I still try that and still. Well, you know, the question I really need to ask would be, you know, what lesson was I was supposed to learn from that experience? Mm-hmm. Because until he figures out the lesson, he's not keep repeating, the negative outcomes. And you know, I'm not going to use the word failure. I'm not going there. But it's like, you know, you got to learn, or you. It's like, if you don't learn what the lesson was, you're going to keep messing it up. And it's just, and the universe is going to keep throwing, strikes at you until you figure out how to hit the ball.
And so, Pete, so when people try something new, try a new business, I'm sure you had this experience. You didn't use the word failure. You just saw it as a new way of doing something, a new way of thinking, and just kept going forward.
Yeah, well, this is on the end of the books I've had. I don't think I put this in the books, but the first business I had failed, and but it wasn't like, my life's over. It was just like, well, next time I go out in business, I'm gonna have more money before I start. Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't understand, because it was my first business, was I didn't understand how long some big companies would wait to pay you. You think you do the job, you give them an invoice, and then 30 years later, you get the check. And I had the customers like, I'm looking, they're national, they're probably suing me if I use their names, but, 180 days to send a small business owner a check? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. But, I learned that lesson. And so, moving forward, it's just like, well, I'm not going to do that again, Work hard, you put all that money in up front, and then, hopefully one. This is the funniest thing, Constance. By the time they got the check, I was all out of business. It was funny. It was hilarious.
I can relate to that. I can really relate to that. And so I'm just going to say to this guy in Barbados, which I'm thinking about going there, Garrett in Barbados, I think this is just great. Great information that Pete shared. I think you need to once again reframe your thinking around failure and really see it as a great teacher.
Exactly. It's like, if you fall down, brush yourself off and get going. Because it's like, there's nothing worse than people who try something one time that didn't work out the way they thought it would, and then they're afraid to go do it again because they're afraid of failure. Well, you cannot be afraid of failure and be an achiever. You've got to be able to go for it. Because if you want to be an entrepreneur, your challenges are going to show up. They always do.
No doubt.
But it gives you the opportunity to show you how powerful you are, because, the bigger challenge you can get through, the more momentum you get. And then, eventually you become unstoppable. I mean, I'm sure Bill Gates, had some challenges when he was first starting out, but look where he is today. He didn't quit.
So true. Pete, I just love your spirit and your fire and your passion, and you just direct and tell people how it is. And so how can people get your Visualization book? And you know, your workbook is phenomenal. What is your contact information, your website, so that people can get in contact with you?
Okay, great. And Cost, we're gonna do that coupon for you guys. So Bubble Hosts is Cost is a show. We're going to offer the Visualization self-study guide. We're going to take $100 off of the course.
Wow.
And this thing is really phenomenal. And so for $79, you're going to get that self-study course. You're also going to get my book, Visualization, which is the original one I wrote. And in that book, I share with all the readers the miracles I manifested, and it's just to show you guys that you can do it. I did it, and then I give you the techniques on how to go about manifesting the life of your dreams, because I want to hear about your success. And also, if you go to our website, it's actually Pete, my name, which is Peter D. Adams, D as in Delta, and so it's peterdadams.com. And we've also got two free ebooks. We'd love to share. One's on Visualization Guide to Healing, and the other one's on employment. And, you know, you can buy these things on Amazon, but, you know, you might as well have them for free if you go to our website. And, you know, and share them, you know, feel free to share the free guides with anybody you'd like to, because, you know, it's, I'm really proud of them, because I've seen them, you know, save a person's life. So it's just, you know, it's powerful stuff. I feel blessed to be able to give it away.
So Pete, in our last minute, what you're saying is if they go to your website and purchase the $79 Visualization course and type in the word Constance, that's what will give them their discount. Is that correct?
Well, actually, we changed the coupon code for this show.
Okay.
The Constance, and the second one is Ask. As an ask and receive. Okay? So it's Constance Ask, it's a coupon code. And that'll get you the, like I said, the self study guide in a book, Visualization, both in MP3 files and on the ebook version. And and then we get those out almost immediately. And then by the time you get the Visualization self study guide in the mail, you're going to be fired up and ready to go.
Okay, I have a new name, Constance Ask. I love that, Pete. I appreciate that. So, once again, what can I say to you? Thank you so much for your wisdom, for your generosity, for your kindness, and you know, and just your desire to really help people. I just love you and Robin, and you know, we're just so grateful for you. You're a blessing to the world, and I just want to say God bless you and Robin.
Oh, thank you so much, Constance. That really means a lot to us. And thank you, like you said before, you know, thank you for taking the time out to do this show for everyone. You know, Constance has a lot of time doing this show, and you know, it's almost like, you know, she's not getting rich on having hosting this show. So it's just like, you know, she's doing it to help you. She's not doing it for herself.
So true. Thank you so much. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Of course, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every Sunday, God loves you. And of course, I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.